We're starting September with a better than expected jobs report, but the markets have actually dropped a bit back. We could be looking at another day filled with selling. Right now, we're looking at it all with our day trader friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Even with the nice jobs report this past Friday, the markets fell. Why is that?
Well, I mean, you're right. We were looking, last week we were talking about the analysts looking for 1.2 million jobs created, came out to 1.4. Pat and I were talking about the unemployment rate. Would it dip below 10%? And it did, down to, I believe, 8.4%. So it was all good news, especially after that 800-point drop that we had on Thursday. But the problem is, anytime markets reach an all-time high, the Dow was close, we had it with the S&P and the NASDAQ, what tends to happen is that's the trigger point for a lot of people when they go to sell. And of course, once that selling starts, a lot of people follow suit. Amazon, when it hit $2,000 a share late February when we were talking about it, it dropped for the next few days for the same reason. And a lot of times we can see the market or a stock have a 2 or 3 day sell-off after it's at certain highs. And I think that's playing a part into what we have today. And of course, today would be that third day, and the markets right now, pre-market, showing down 253 points on the Dow. So it looks like at least initially we're going to be opening up, you know, in negative territory when the opening bell rings in 35 minutes.
Yeah, Jay, that's that three-day rule you talk about, kind of the one of the unwritten rules on Wall Street, kind of like baseball with so many of them. Meanwhile, we're looking at the airlines. You know, we're looking at October here. That's when the airlines say they're going to start laying people off unless they get some sort of a secondary government bailout. If they get that, they're going to see a bounce for their stocks?
Pat, if we can look at what happened the first time around, yes, they will. It could be as much as a 10% bounce on the news alone, and I suspect, especially based on what the president has indicated, that that's going to happen. Now, please don't take that as Jay's recommendation to run out and buy airline stocks, because, look, they could drop 6 or 7 more percent before the news comes out, which would eat up much of that possible profit. And guys, like we've talked about, airlines are still trying to assess the ramifications of this video conferencing craze that's really overtaking corporate America. And there's growing concern among airline executives that a good portion of that prior business traffic will not return. Airlines right now are still seeing 80 to 85% of some of the previous business travel that's yet to return. And as a result, airlines continue to see, a softness in the future demand for travel, and that's a growing concern among the airline industry.
Going to kind of dovetail off that, talking about some form of stimulus, is the people in Congress, they get back to work today to try to find something. Jay, how important is it that they get some bill, and it doesn't have to be any bill or the right bill, if you want to say, to continue to propel the markets forward?
Well, you know, if you're talking about an overall stimulus program outside of the airline industry, I think that it's baked in on Wall Street that something's going to happen. And if they fail to come through, I think that we'll see a bit of a drop back in the market, because if anything, we've come to expect, be it right or wrong, that we're going to get something from the Fed, we're going to get something from the government, something that's going to help kind of soften the blow with regards to what's going on in Wall Street. And right now, a lot of people are looking at that, expecting that. And if we get news to the contrary, there would certainly be, I think, a slight market reaction as a result with a sell-off. But look, if anything that this market's proved over the last 4 to 5 years, it is extremely resilient. And many times when we see a day or two or three of selling, normally the market storms back with a vengeance, and certainly we hope that's going to be the case here.
Jay, the Small Business Optimism Index is out today, and it's up a little bit, so small business owners seem at least a little confident in the recovery. Is that something that could give the market something to turn on?
I think so. I think it's going to give us something to consider looking at, especially as we move forward, because, look, so many jobs are created through the small businesses in the country, and those are the ones that have really benefited over the last several years. And, of course, there's still ongoing discussion on whether or not, you know, the market is reflective of the economy and all this and that. And, goodness, I've been on KOA since December of 2010 talking about how many times stock market's not a direct reflection of the economy, but it's still something that we can look at. And, Pat, I really like what we're seeing on the small business side of things, and I suspect if the president is given the opportunity for a second term, that we're going to see small businesses continue to flourish, and certainly that's my hope.
The website is daytradefund.com. He is Jay Ratliff. Jay, as always appreciate your insight.
My pleasure.